from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Thank you, Pepe, Phil Russell. This is the Expressway, and we are commercial free up until 8 o'clock. Sean Sharif with Bobby Belt. Hopefully you are checking us out somehow, some way, because it doesn't look like it's out there on the roads. Happy July 4th weekend.
It's a little light. So Kristen, when she drops Jacob
off. I'm so pissed off at myself for not catching this. I'm so ticked off that RJ got the day off. I'm not mad at RJ. I'm envying that he was quicker than I was, because every year, Peyton, July 4th changes. So I didn't even think that I'd be working when July 4th came around. And as Corey Majors found out, the schedule can trick you up a little bit. So I'm sitting there. I was so bitter at the party I was at yesterday in Arlington. They're like, why aren't you cutting loose? Why aren't you doing anything? Da, da, da. And I'm like, I have to go home and work. I gave ourselves a 3-hour maximum time limit. I woke up and did like 3 hours worth of work. Fortunately, we had Dak content in a walking boot. Still got a lot of Klay Thompson stuff. But man, was I bitter having to sit here and do this show today. I'm not going to lie. I can't.
Well, and it's
I was like, you know, it was a little not excited. What would be less than excited to see Bobby and work with Bobby again?
Oh, do you guys hear that? He missed me.
Man, this sucks.
No, it does. Well, and the other thing is, like,
except for you guys listening,
the content creators take off July 4th too. So, like, anybody, like, stories, there's not a lot of stories being written. Yeah. So it's like, we're coming.
So do doctors, as I found out. Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Jacobs. Appreciate it. Emergency callback. I think my phone was on. Thank you.
I know Kristen was on the road this morning taking Jacob back from work. She dropped him off and she was driving back, and she said normally it's 42 minutes. And she just sent me a screenshot of the map and it was like 29. So it's a little light out there. Yeah. But I know, because we saw it on the Frankel injury attorney's text line, that there's a lot of people working today still. A lot of people tuning in and listening all over the country, as a matter of fact. So we're still here. Okay. We're still working.
It's okay, Sean. Next year, you're saved. If you're still here, July 4th. July 4th is on a Friday.
It is?
So you get the long weekend.
Okay, so are we going to get the Thursday or the Monday off? Because that's how it normally works in my brain. Wait. You said it's on a Friday?
It's on a Friday.
Okay, so, my bad. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. So that's it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I mean, we got paid on Wednesday because there's like a lot of...
Is that what you call it? I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, I got paid. That sucks. I look at my bank account. I look at my bank account and I'm like, there was no payment. And then I like check one of the accounts and it's there. And I was like, oh, it didn't even make a dent. That's not good. Not good for me.
Kristen had texted me, she's like, you got paid? And I was like, I don't think so. And now I'm starting to really question, because this holiday has screwed some things up.
Watch it all up in your business.
She just logged into the app and saw it. So it's weird because I had paid rent on the 1st and I saw it in our bank account, come out of our bank account. So yesterday when she's like, you got paid, I was like, oh, okay, let me go look. And I looked and I was like, yeah, I did. But there's more in there than the deposit and what was in the checking account. I was like, that's what, like, significantly more. And I went and looked and I was like, that charge for rent is gone. It's not listed in my bank account anywhere. Like in the transaction, I was like, I saw it in there. It's gone now. And that
they should Peyton's landlord should have the same conscience as your people.
And that money is in my bank account now. The money for rent is in there. And I was like, okay, let me go check with our resident portal. So I look, they still list it as it's been paid, and I did it. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't know what's going on. Screw with the holiday that the bank is now.
Stop talking. Stop talking on 100,000 watts. All right, NBA winners and losers. Is there any way that someone doesn't have the Mavs with a W next to their name? But before we get to that, how about the Bronny contract?
Dude, I texted to you that night, or maybe it was the day after. I am, probably to no surprise, I'm really exhausted with Bronny. And he's already
reaching. He seems like a good kid.
Yeah, he seems like a great kid with like a really solid head on his shoulders.
Here's the rookie contract. 4 years, $8 million. Team option in the fourth season. He'll make 1.1 this year. And the report from Woj is, no, they're going to start him off in the NBA so they can get LeBron his selfish moment. And LeBron can play with him. And then they'll send him down to the G League basically for the rest of the year. But everyone went and compared other number 55 picks and the money that they got. Remember, 4 years, $8 million guaranteed. Last year's number 55 pick, Isaiah Wong, got a one-year, two-way deal with the Pacers that got him at most just under $600,000. The same pick in 2022 got a three-year deal with the Warriors worth up to $5.1 million, much better, but only a fifth of that money was guaranteed. And then my brother, shout out on the Odyssey app use, just sent me other 55 overall pick money. Kyle Guy, two-way contract. Jay Scrub, two-way contract. Aaron Wiggins, not Andrew, two-way contract. Bronny James, 7.9.
Yeah, it's, it's the benefit of being LeBron James' kid, no doubt about it. But I will say, as much as I'm rolling my eyes at it and everything else, that first game they play, I'm going to, like...
It'll be cool.
I'm going to smile the first time LeBron throws an alley.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Goop to Bronny. And they, or Bronny throws it to LeBron, whatever yeah, it is.
Not to Bronny.
Like, I mean, whatever it would be. I mean, he can dunk. He can dunk. And LeBron's, I would guess LeBron would feel more comfortable making that pass. But it's one of those where when that happens, I'm going to think it's cool. As much as LeBron kind of grates on me and now Bronny's getting there just by proxy, it's going to be a cool moment. I'm going to like it. It's interesting you mentioned. Damn it. It's fascinating that you mentioned the angle of what feels like a privileged existence for Bronny, even related to the NBA contract scale. Because as I was doing show prep yesterday, the most viral post on July 4th over on Reddit that I saw was in the NBA section. And it was somebody arguing that Bronny is the biggest example, and an underrated part of the discourse surrounding Bronny is the idea that basketball is no longer a game of getting it out of the mud of the hoop dreams, kids. Like, it's the AAU. It's basically become a rich man's sport. And all youth sports at a high level have become a rich man's sport in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And so, but that they were talking about how, look, I mean, basketball for years has prided itself on came from nothing, came up, succeeded, and it was the getting it out of the mud sport. And it's obviously a meritocracy and it's a spectrum, but basketball is moving further away from it, it feels like. And I don't think it's fair to just pin that on Bronny as the example, but it's an example of it that allows you to look at it.
And again, it's a double-sided argument. It is, what would you do if you were LeBron versus us as sports fans rolling our eyes? Like, look at the scrutiny you set this kid up for. Mm-hmm. But you also got him an $8 million contract. So which one do you side on? Like, what would you have done if you were LeBron James? Get him drafted, get him $8 million guaranteed with the scrutiny and all the nepotism that comes with it, or you got to go ahead and be on your way. If you're undrafted, you got to work your way into the league. That is the $8 million question.
Has history been kinder to LeVar Ball? Like, do we look at that and say ultimately, like,
I think LeVar Ball shutting up has been kinder.
That's true. But
what happened to LeVar?
Do we look at it and say that LeVar has done, like, do we ultimately say, like, LeVar probably did some things right? Or do we look at it and say, no, he still cost his kids money or had no net impact? Like, I think if you look at his middle son, LiAngelo, he absolutely probably made him more money than he would have normally. And so from that perspective, you could say, as annoying as it was, LeVar did what was right for his kids. And ultimately, I think when you see the way he's interacted with his kids and stuff, I have a better view of LeVar Ball than I did in the moment. Like, I look at him further away and I go, that's a guy who just, he really did love his kids and wanted to try and see them succeed. And I think it's probably similar with LeBron. I'll probably have a better view of it when we're past the moment.
NBA offseason winners and losers from two different lists. I'll start with CBS Sports. Losers, the LA Lakers. Klay Thompson told them no. Had his dad crying as the Laker radio commentator.
That was the whining that he was like. I mean, it was almost like somebody ripping it. It sounded like me talking about like McCarthy after the Cowboys season ends or something. Like, he was talking about his own kid that way.
And then Buddy Hield spurned them over the weekend, signing with the Warriors. I think I read the only player in the NBA with or the second most made threes in the NBA since 2017. Was Buddy Hield, and Buddy told the Lakers no. Winner, Philadelphia 76ers with Paul George.
Well, I mean, not just with Paul George, but I mean, everything that they've been able to do, it's been really impressive the way that they've been able to, you know, another star with, because what all was it? They got Kelly Oubre over there. They were able to get Eric Gordon. They've got Andre Drummond. Like, they've made a bunch of different moves with what a lot of people, I don't think, felt like was they had the resources to make those moves. And to add Paul George to the mix, Tim Bontemps said this the other day on the Hoop Collective, and it kind of caught me off guard for a second. I was like, no. But then when I thought about it, I was like, it's probably true, which is Philadelphia probably has the best trio in the NBA now.
Bontemps is in love with the 76ers.
He is. And he's a hater of the Clippers. And so him getting Paul George out of there and to the Sixers is probably good. But, I mean, you think about Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid. Yeah. You're going to have a tough time finding a better three.
Does a big three matter in the NBA anymore with the way the Celtics have set up a blueprint? Clippers, loser, according to the CBS. Winner, New York Knicks. Even though they overpaid for Bridges, they are deep. They are long, and their chemistry may push them over the top. Winner, Oklahoma City Thunder with Hartenstein and Caruso. Winner, Golden State Warriors from CBS. After losing Clay, striking out on Paul George, they get DeAnthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, and now Buddy Hield. Everyone keeps trying to stir up Lauri Markkanen reports out there. Winner, Cleveland Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell staying 3 years for $150. Winner, Jason Tatum. Oh, I was thinking of you when he got the richest contract in NBA history, $315 over five.
Yeah, good for Jason Tatum. He's awesome. I love it. It's a good thing they don't pay people for originality in the NBA, because otherwise he would never have gotten paid.
Winner, Dallas Mavericks. Here's the write-up. So far, the Mavs have exchanged essentially Derek Jones Jr. for Najee Marshall and Josh Green and Tim Hardaway for Klay Thompson. I think those are all upgrades. For all the talk of Thompson's decline, and it's definitely true, he is not the all-star or even a penciled-in all-star anymore. He shot 39% on 9 threes per game last season. On that alone, he's going to really help Dallas, which could look a lot different if Jason Kidd allows Klay to run around as he's accustomed to doing rather than stand at the arc and space the floor for Luka and Kyrie ISOs. Thompson is not going to be a featured guy, but trying to keep track of all his movement while paying the necessary amount of attention to the superstars could be a nightmare. Luka, who is the best inside-out passer in the world, has never played with a shooter like Thompson. Don't underestimate this addition just because the perception of Klay is not that he was what he used to be. He's still a pretty damn good player on most nights. As for Marshall, argument that Jones Jr. is the better or at least more athletic defender, but Marshall is a stout 6'7 chaos agent. Oh, I love that phrase. A chaos agent with a 7'1 wingspan. Generally speaking, both these guys are 3-and-D, but while Jones doesn't really bring much of the three part, Marshall's coming off a career year of 39% nearly from beyond the arc. That number includes 40% on wide open threes, which he'll get plenty of, and 42% on corner threes, which Luka creates better than anyone. I like both the additions Dallas has made.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's a big victory for them. I like the draft pick of Ajinka. I think that that was a positive, another one, a good developmental prospect. And yeah, Klay is not what he once was, but I mean, when we were sitting out there in Irving at the golf course for the remote a couple months ago, when it was brought up about the idea of Klay Thompson replacing Tim Hardaway Jr. here in Dallas, I had said it then that it's like I would take Klay Thompson in any circumstances at like the age of 39, past all of his injuries and everything else, and give him double minutes than I gave Tim Hardaway Jr. because yes. Tim Hardaway Jr. was bad. He just wasn't good. Now, it's I did not say it. What's just really compelling, if you look at
yeah, because everything can't be fascinating either.
I know.
We're a bunch of dummies.
I know. I'm gonna have to have a thesaurus up.
Yes.
When you talked about how Golden State had to have him come off the bench at times last year. So he played 77 games. He came off the bench for 14 of them. I was curious what the splits looked like. Like, was he impacted by having to come off the bench? Was he any different? Was he rustier? He was much more efficient coming off the bench last year than starting.
Oh,
so during the games he started,
yeah,
he shot.
People said he played better second half of the season.
He shot 42. Well, and it wasn't even consistent.
When he got benched.
It wasn't even consistent. It was like he was coming off the bench for four game stretches, and then he'd start a few, and then coming off the bench for a couple. But he had shot 42% in games he started, 46% when he was coming off the bench. His 3-point shooting was 5 percentage points better. He averaged 2.5 points more per game in 3 fewer minutes coming off of the bench. And so much more efficient coming off the bench. I obviously don't think that that's going to be the play here. I think that he's coming here to start and be your third scorer, but it's something that I think is worth noting that maybe as things progress, maybe by the end of this contract, he is, you know, just a bench player, a sixth man.
Another winner from CBS Sports NBA offseason, Klay Thompson. Thompson may not feel like he won in this deal. He feels slighted by the Warriors. He ends up taking less money on an annual basis from the Mavs than the Warriors were reportedly offering at one point last year. But $50 million for a guy who was rightfully removed from starting and closing lineups for parts of last season is not chump change. More importantly, he gets a fresh start. With Golden State, he was always being compared to the player he used to be. In Dallas, he can just be the player he is now, which is still pretty good when measured against proper expectations with a legit shot at a fifth title. Other winners and losers. Winner, James Harden. Winner, New Orleans Pelicans. They picked up DeJounte Murray with the Hawks trade that did not work out with Trae Young. Winner, Brooklyn Nets. They turned Kevin Durant into 9 first-round picks. 9. Loser, Denver Nuggets. People are talking, the Hoops Collective is talking about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope leaving them, and is something going to happen with Aaron Gordon as well? Man, I loved Aaron Gordon in Denver. I don't think he's officially gone yet. Winner, San Antonio Spurs. Winners, young players getting big extensions. Winners, Orlando Magic. Loser, Atlanta Hawks. So there we go.
I think all of that I generally agree with. The only one that ESPN, Chris Herring over at ESPN when he was doing his winners and losers, the only one that's a deviation from what CBS has, he has Golden State as losers. He says that this was, he said, you let Klay Thompson and, you know, Chris Paul leave for basically minimal return, and you missed out on your big target, Paul George. You were, and so you've got all these different areas where they've struck out. Even if you feel like Buddy Hield is a nice fit and you like what you're getting there, they say that ultimately, Chris Herring says that if you look at it, the fact that they weren't able to accomplish their goals and what they had set out before them is enough to say, well, this ultimately is not a success for Golden State.
Winners and losers of the NBA offseason. This is the expressway where you always win because there are no commercials here on DFW Sports Station.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.